The main topic of today's daf was the Leviathan. And the Gemara talked a lot about the Leviathan, and really the climax of the Gemara is Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasei Suda LeTzadikin, Mipsarish HaLeviathan. This is going to be a day where the Tzadikim are all going to partake in a Suda, and at this Suda there's going to be Basif on the Leviathan. And this is something that we've been taught from the time that we've been young children. The truth is that at this Suda, there's not only going to be the Leviathan, but there's also going to be meat from what we know as the Shor Habar. Additionally, there's going to be wine, the Yayin HaMeshumer. This is Yayin HaMeshumer, Nisheshes Yimei HaBereshes. So there's going to be this great feast that's going to happen in the end of days. There's going to be a fish course that's going to be the Leviathan. There's going to be an entree, a main course, which is going to have meat from the Shor Habar, the behemoth, that got a shout out in today's daf. And there's going to be wine, aged wine. How aged? Literally from the beginning of time. Before man was created, this wine was already being aged. So here's the question. This Suda, is it a real Suda? Like, it's really going to happen? There's going to be a day that the tzaddikim are going to be sitting at a meal, and there's going to be a waiter coming and telling them, well, we have a fish course, and then there's going to be meat. Can I offer you a glass of wine? Yeah, how do you like your meat? You want it rare, medium rare? Right? Is this really what's going to happen? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. There's so many chazals that talk about the Suda. Is this real or is this not real? Truth is, there's another Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechtes Pesachim. The Gemara says, which all the Rishonim say is referring to the Suda's Leviathan. After the Tzaddikim are going to eat and drink, so they're going to need someone to lead the benching. And there's going to be a whole discussion. Who should lead the benching? They're going to offer to Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Lebesoif, David HaMelech is the one that's going to lead the benching. Certainly sounds like this is a real Suda, right? David HaMelech is the one that's leading the benching. We even know who's benching, right? There's a lot of information that we have about this meal. We know what's being served, and we know who the Mevarech is. There's another Chazal. This is a Medrash. In Parsha Shmini, it's about Yikra Rava. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says, Omar Rav Yudin bar Rav Shimon, Kol behemois v'levyasam, hin kanigen shal tzadikim lasa lovet. The behemoth and the levyasam, they are going to be the kanigim of the tzadikim lasa lovet. What does that mean? It's going to be like a sport for the tzadikim to follow. V'chol mishal leiro kanigen shal umay sa'olam ba'olam hazeh, so there's going to be some face-off between these two great beasts. They're going to duel it out, and the tzaddikim are going to be the ones that are going to be present, and they're going to be watching, they're going to be entertained. Now, at the end, they're both going to get killed. How? The behemoth is going to kill the Leviathan, the Medrash says. The Leviathan is going to kill the behemoth, and then there's going to be dinner for the tzaddikim. They're going to be able to come in, now have a seat, and you're going to have a suit. So we have even more information, right? The drama's mounting a little bit. There's this going to be this incredible sporting event. All the tzaddikim are there, they're watching. It's between the Leviathan and the behemoth. They both end up killing each other, and then the meal is served with the wine and the Gansa Maisa. So again, here's the question. Is this real? Is this going to happen? Is this going to be a Suda? Or is this meant to be taken metaphorically, not literally? What's Poship Shad in this whole Indian that we're aware of, the Suda Leviathan? Now, the truth is that at first glance, it would seem to be a Machlokes in Rambam and Ravid. We talked last week a little bit about the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Periches Halacha Beis, where the Rambam talks about Olam Haba. Rambam says, Olam Haba ein bei guf u'gvia, elen nafshos ha-tzadikim bilvad, beloy guf k'malachi ha-sharis. In Olam Haba, there's no guf. All there are neshamis. Hoyol ve'ein bei gvia, says the Rambam, ein bei le'achila ve'loy shtia, ve'loy dover mikol ha-dvarim she gufa is p'nei adam tzrichel lem ba'olam hazeh, ve'loy yera bei dover min ha-dvarim she ma'arin le gufa is ba'olam hazeh, k'goin yeshiva ve'amida ve'shina u'misa ve'etzev u'schoiku ba'yoyitza ben. Kvar amru chachamim ha-rishoynim ha-olam haba, ein bei le'achila ve'loy shtia ve'loy tashmish el ha-tzadikim yoyishvim, ve'atresayim b'rashayim ve'nenim ha-zeh, והשכינה. הרי נסבר לך, says the Rambam, again, שאין שום גוף, לפי שאין שם אכילה ושתייה. וזהו שאומר צדיקים יויש ונעל דרך אחידה. Nothing means, literally, there's no גוף, there's no אכילה, there's no שתייה. This is Perakas Halacha Beis. I'm skipping to Halacha Dalet. והחכמים, says the Rambam, Karula, referring to Olam Haba, when the Chachamim tried and wanted to describe Olam Haba, how do you describe Olam Haba? How do you describe something that's not physical? So they described it as Derech Moshul, L'toy V'zua Mizumenes L'tzadikim, Suda. So when the Chachamim wanted to describe Olam Haba, how did they describe Olam Haba? What was the word that they used? The word that they used was Suda. V'koyrula b'chal makam Olam Haba. And that's why wherever you find Olam Haba described in some physical way, what's the word that we use to describe it? The word that we use to describe it is a Suda. So the Suda that you find, says the Rambam, is a kinui l'olam haba, which really is not something that's going to be physical, says the Ravid. Omer Avram, v'mzuhi ha-Suda. If that's true what the Rambam's saying, that there's no real Suda, but rather, it's all something metaphysical, inkan koshal bracha, then why is there going to be a koshal bracha? Why is anybody benching? And then the Ravid says it would have been better had the Rambam just not said anything, because this pshat that the Rambam is saying is not something that I'm very comfortable with. So the Ravid says, Rambam, you're telling me that this is not real. How could you say it's not real? It has to be real. Why? Because you find there's going to be benching. Says the Kesem Mishnah, what's the Ravid talking about? So he says he means the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yotes Amid Beis, where the Gemara says who's going to lead the benching by the Sudas of Yaslan, and the Gemara comes out that it's David HaMelech. He's the one that's going to lead the benching. Oh, but the point is, says the Ravid, if there's benching, it has to be a real Suda. Now, what would the Rambam say? I think if you ask the Rambam this Kasha, he would say, if the Suda is not a Suda, meaning the fish is not fish, and the meat is not meat, and the wine is not wine, and this sporting event is not a real sporting event, then I guess the benching is not a real benching either. And whatever the chid and the mashal of everything leading up to that point is, well, tein luchacham v'yach gamay, that's what that is. But the Ravid said it's not true. This is objective. That gemara and psachim you can't raise it with. And if that's the case, Amar Avram v'mzui asude ein kan kol shal bracha v'toyva hoysa le'ashik. It's like the Kesef Mishnah that I think the Rambam's moida to what the Ravid said. 100%. That Gemara is checkmate. In that Gemara, it's Mavur. Again, I don't understand it 100%, but that Gemara is checkmate. For sure, you see in that Gemara that this Suda is going to be a real Suda. Either Rambam says not a real Suda. Zokti Kasim Mishnah, you have to understand that there's different Tkufis of La Asad Lavoi. There's going to be a Moisa Mashiach. There's this man of Tchias HaMeisim. There's after the 6,000 years. There's Oilam Anish. There's different components to Achras Hayom and Kimavur and the Rishonim in the beginning of Perek Chet. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I think that there's no question the Rambam acknowledged that there's going to be a time where there's going to be a Suda. And at that Suda, there's going to be a Lev Yoslan and a Behemoth, and there's going to be a Yayin that's Meshumah, Meshachis, Mebrachis. And there's going to be benching, and you know who's going to bench? David HaMelech's going to bench. It's going to happen after Tchias HaMeisim, that's why David HaMelech is there, etc., etc. But at the same time, the Rambam's saying that you also find the word Suda being described as a reference to Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam held that there's a Suda that's real, and then there's a Suda that's being used metaphorically. And the Suda that's real, yeah, that's legit. And there's going to be a Koshal Bracha. David HaMelech is going to bench. But there's also going to be a metaphorical Suda, which is Olam Haba, where we're using the word Suda very loosely to describe something that words can't really describe. And that's what the Rambam means when he says, V'chachamim karu lo derech mashal l'toy v'zu ha-mezumenes l'tzadikim Suda, implying that the Suda is not real because he's talking about the Olam Haba, which is in an Olam HaNeshamas, where for sure there's no real Suda, yet Chazal still used the word Suda to describe that Kufa. So there's the real Suda and there's the not real Suda, they're both true. Oh, but the Kesef Mishnah says, I'd rather hear the Ravid's Kasha. Oh, but the Teretz is that Enochinami, there is a real Suda, there's also a not real Suda. When the Rambam says not real Suda, he means Yena Suda. It's interesting. This Kesef Mishnah is also Mefurish in the Torah of Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. So, on Daf Ayin Gimel, we spoke a lot about Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam, specifically his maimer that he wrote on Agada. There's another sefer that Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam wrote, it's called Milchameis Hashem. And this sefer, Milchameis Hashem, was written after the whole controversy, Kiyodua, of the Meir Nevuchim happened, and he wrote a sefer to defend the Meir. And in his sefer, where he defends the Meira. If you have the Masada Rav Kook edition, which has Rav Reuven Margolis's Ha'aris, it's Taf Samech Aleph. So he addresses this kasha that the Ravid asked on his father, the Rambam, and he said the Kesef Mishnah's Teretz. So the Kesef Mishnah was Mechavin to Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam, and the Mefarshei Rambam, Bnoi HaGodol Shal HaRambam Rabbeinu Avram, and the Kesef Mishnah, the Noisei Kelov Shal HaRambam, they both said the same shot. That Avada, when the Rambam says, V'chachomim kor lo derech moshel tevizom ezmenet tzadikim suda, implying that it's not a real Suda, it doesn't mean there's not going to be a real Suda. There is going to be a real Suda. What then did the Rambam mean? He means that Olam Haba, where there's no Guf, is also described as a Suda, and that for sure is not going to be real. In other words, what emerges is, Tzai the Rambam, Tzai the Ravid, both hold that the Suda Slavyosan is real. It's a real meal. So again, we said at first glance it seems to be a Machloikas Rambam Ravid, but at second glance, it's not. At second glance, the Rambam's Moida to the Ravid, and there's nothing to talk about that this Suda is going to be a real Suda. Truth is, the Rajbo, right here in Bava Basra Daf Ayin Hey, it's in the Chelek HaAgoda of the Rajbo Sfarim, and Rabbeinu Bechaya brings it B'Shem the Rajbo in Parshas Bereishis on this pasuk Vayivra Elokim Es HaTaninim HaGdolim, says the same thing. He's very mirich, and he says the Suda is going to be a real Suda, and he explains why would you want a Suda in the end of days. I mean, you would think that a Suda is a very physical thing, so who needs a Suda? He says it's not true, because a person who eats a good meal, a person who drinks a good glass of wine, it opens up his mind, it gives him strength. Rava said, Chamre v'rechani pikrin. So the fact that there's going to be a Suda and there's going to be great wine is going to be very important. And he says, in fact, there's going to be a Mal Aretz day in those days. And in order to comprehend all these great things that are going to be going on, you're actually going to need better wine to open up the Mayach a little bit broader, to expand your consciousness a little bit. And that's what this Suda is going to be. But there's no question that this Suda is going to be a real Suda. Bechayis says this also in the Sefer Kadah Kemach. So in Kadah Kemach, and this is under Ois Ches, where he talks about Chosan, and he talks about the Milo of food. So just one line. He says, V'chei motzinu la'asir darshu chazal, asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asir suda l'tzadikim, v'hasuda ha'hi yesh lonu la'haymin oiso su'uda gufnis mamish. It's real, it's legit. So the Rambam, and the Raivin, and Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rashba, and Rabbeinu Bechai in his farm, they're all saying the same thing, that this Suda is going to be a real, legitimate, bona fide Suda. We should all be zeichet to be invited to this meal. But this meal is going to be real. And there's going to be fish, and there's going to be meat, and there's going to be wine. And we even know who's going to bench. It's going to be David HaMelech. This Suda is going to be a legitimate Suda. It's interesting. Last week, we spoke a little bit about the polemic between the Rama and the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Aaron Ber Meshulam from the Chach Milunio, and the Rash Mishans, the head of the French Bali Toisfis, which was written in this Sefer Kitab al-Rasail, Igris HaRamah. And if you go through those letters carefully, this is very much at the forefront of it. Is the Suda of the Levyasin a real Suda, or is it not a real Suda? And the Pashtus, in quotations, is that the Rishonim hold, yeah, it's going to be a real Suda. The Rash Mishans for sure, who said that everything needs to be taken literally, yeah, it's going to be a real Suda. Ayat says, Ein boy, lo achila v'lo ishtia, there'll be a tkufa where there's no achila v'ishtia, and there'll be a tkufa where there's a Suda. But again, the Rishonim seem to say, almost ke'ish echad b'lev echad, that this Suda is going to be a real Suda. Stating that, in the world of the Mekubalim, it's very, very different. In the world of the Mekubalim, this Suda is not going to be a real Suda. In fact, in the world of the Mekubalim, this Suda is all meant to be taken metaphorically. The Suda is not going to be real. And whenever we talk about the Levyasan and the Shayrabar and the Yayin HaMeshumer and who's going to bench, these are all Mesholim, it's Derech Moshel V'chida, describing something that's way, way above our pay grade. The primary marimakim for this is in the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon in the Evan Shleimah, this is in the end of Perek Yud Aleph, just read one or two excerpts. Sudas Levyasan, who hadas shetisrabe ba'aretz. The Suda the Levyasan is the das that one day is going to be tisrabe ba'aretz. Shu asimcha hagedoyla ashe'ein lemayla mimen. He goes weiter. He says, "V'chein yayin ha'meshumer who soydes ha'toyra sheyiskalu ayudei moishna." So the Vilnagoyim, going in the derech of the Mekubalim, said that the suda really is not a suda. But rather, you want to know what the suda is? It's referring metaphorically to das that's going to be tishra b'aretz, and it's referring to yayin ha'meshumer shu soydes ha'toyra sheyiskalu ayudei moishna. Now the truth is that the goyin is going not like the Rishonim, all the Rishonim seem to say that it's going to be a real Suda. So how could the Goyin say this? But the truth is, it comes from a Zohar HaKadosh. And the truth is, this question of what exactly the Suda Salav Yosin is, it's a Mefurish Zohar. I'll just read a few excerpts. It's in Parshas Toldos, in Medrash HaNelam, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Yomad Aleph. Omer Rav Yehuda L'Rav Chiyah. Rav Yehuda told Rav Chiyah, Hadit Toninon Da Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lassoy Suda L'Tzadikim Lassod Lavoi. So this suda that I've heard about, that the tzaddikim are going to have loss of love, Mayhi, can you tell me what this suda is? Amalei, so he told him, Adloy Ozis, kami inun malachin kadish and mori masnisen. He said, before I went to learn by the Tanon, hachishmili, I understood that the suda is going to be a real suda. Of a kivan the shamas had amar Rabbi Lazar. But then I heard what something Rabbi Lazar said, es yashva b'liboy, I had a change of heart, and I realized that it's not really a suda. The amar Rabbi Lazar said, sudas ha tzadikim lasad lavoy. That you want to know what Chazal meant when they talked about the suda lasad lavoy, it's kahay dechsev, it's what the following pasuk means. They were satisfied as if they had eaten. So said Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Chiyah. Said, I used to think that the Sudas Levyasan was a real Suda. But then I went to Rabbi Lazar, and by Rabbi Lazar, meaning Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and he told me that that's not the way it is. That really it's not a Suda, and instead it's a Bechina Vayechsu Asalikim, and through the Vayechsu Asalikim, you can come to a Madrega, where you're going to feel satisfied. And the Mashal that we use is Suda, but it's not a real Suda. I'm skipping a little bit. Vizuhi Asuda Va'achiva. That you should know that this hana that a person can have from the Shekhinah is what we mean when we say Suda, and what we mean when we say Achil. What's the makar to such an Indian? Mi Moshe. We actually know it from Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, "Vayhi sham im Hashem arbaim yom v'arbaim laila lechem lo yachal umayim lo shasa matam lechem lo yachal umayim lo shasa mepnei shen nizam misudas acheres." The reason he was able to survive for 40 days without eating and drinking is because he was being satisfied from a different type of suda. Me oisnoi ziv shal maila. It's and what was he getting? He was getting from some nourishment that's in Shamayim. Ukahai gavno sudasim shal tzadikim la'asad lavei, and that's what the suda of the tzaddikim is going to be la'asad lavei. But then the Zohar continues, and the Zohar says something very, very fascinating. Oyd amar Rabbi Yeshua. I'm skipping. Hay mehim nusa da amru rabbanon l'rube da alma. You should know that the rabbanon used to tell people that in the end of days there's going to be a suda. Now, in the world of the Zohar, it's not a real suda. This is all like a mashal azar. But they used to tell that there's going to be a suda. And the reason, says the Zohar, they did that is because they wanted the chevra to get chizik in galus. It's like this, they'll have the motivation and they'll be able to plow through the difficult times that the galus is able to present. And the Zohar says, paraphrasing, that if you would tell these people that you should know that one day you're going to be zoicha to certain levels of Torah and say this, what's that going to do for me? A person that has no interest in ruchnius in this world, so you tell him that he's going to get ruchnius in the next world? Like, what are you doing for me exactly? It doesn't mean anything. So, l'saber es ha'oizen, what Chazal would do is, they would tell the chevra, they would say, listen, you know, it bothers you now that you can't eat nevelas and treifas and maybe something that you're interested in eating, you should know there's going to be a day where there's going to be a suda. And if you don't eat nevelas and treifas in this world and that world, you're going to be able to partake in that. And there's a time maybe when you're sitting next to somebody who's drinking a glass of wine and you would love to have that too. You're eating a tuna sandwich. You know what? There'll be a day that you'll be zoicha to be able to drink yayin ha'meshum ha'mishesh ha'meberesh. And it was all done through the bitter galus, because Yidden needed that. And there were a lot of Yidden, Ruba da Alma, says the Zohar, that if you would tell them, listen, do everything right, overcome your Yetzirah, Chayitzar Tichye. You know why? Because one day you'll be Zoicha to Pnimiyas HaTorah. The guy doesn't know what Torah is. You're promising him Pnimiyas HaTorah. So Chazal would use this mushal of a Suda, take things that are gashmiistic and tell the Yidden that one day you'll get better than what's available right now of that in the next world. And that gave the Yidden a tremendous chizek. But if you look at the Zohar, it sounds like from the Zohar that it was almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. That because the Chachamim said that, Mimelech became real. And if that's the case, really, there's two dinim. There's the Suda Salav Yosan, which is a Suda, which almost came about to be Mechazek the Yidden, because this was something that was necessary. And then there's the Suda Salav Yosan, which is Soida Satayra. There's the Suda Salav Yosan, which a person's going to be able to come to through his Madregas. A person's going to recognize certain levels of Yediyas Hashem, things that otherwise he wouldn't have had. I'll tell you one Maramakim Nafla, and then we're going to wrap this up. And that is the W.O. Weiss in his farm. I saw this in Parshas B'Shalach. I saw this in Parshas Baal Oischa. He brings from the Baal HaTurim. So we know that the man tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. The Slav also tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. It's a Chazal. The Baal HaTurim brings it in Parshas Baal Oischa. The Pasuk says, Ad chodesh yomim, ad ashe yetzei me'apchem, v'hoyu lechem lezot. Right, so you didn't want, all we get is mon, right? We want a bissel flesh. No problem. They wake up in the morning and there's these birds all over the place. And they had enough birds for a month. Ad ashe yetzei me'apchem, v'hoyu lechem lezara. It's going to be friend. So Baal HaTurim says, every time it says the word zara in the Torah, it's spelled zayin resh hey. Over here it's spelled Zayin Resh Aleph. Lezara ba'aleph. And the reason is Shematsu by kol minei taimim chutz me'achad. Because they were able to taste all the different tastes in this slav with the exception of one. Futaimish alavyasan. The only thing that they couldn't taste was the tam of the levyasan. Very interesting. They were able to taste everything with the exception of the tam of the levyasan. It's about Aturim derakeach in his Pirish alatari brings it as well. It's a freak of W.O. Weiss. If you think about it, it's a little bit of a pella. You're telling me that the slav was able to taste all the time. The only thing it didn't taste like was the levyasan. Why would you think it could taste like the levyasan? The levyasan is something that you're going to have la'asid lavoy, right? Like, why levyasan? The Yidden are complaining. When we were in Mitzrayim, we had food. I'll give you slav. And slav is not just chicken. It tastes like whatever, but not the levyasan. Not the levyasan. What? And when they were in Mitzrayim, they had the levyasan. Well, what's the dogush of the Baal HaTurim? That the Yidden wanted food that they had in Mitzrayim. I'll give you food that you had in Mitzrayim. You can taste everything, but you can't taste the levyasan. They didn't have the levyasan in Mitzrayim, right? So what does this even mean? So W.O. Weiss said that Yesh Loimar, a Dover Nifla, there's a sefer, it's called Beis Medrash. Name of the sefer. He brings the sefer. He always finds these farm. It was printed by a Reb Moshe Rivlin in the Vilna in the year Tofresh Chaf Aleph. He was a maggid. And he said in the sefer, Beis Medrash, that's the name of the sefer, he found the following vart. He found that the pasuk says, Zocharnu es hadogo, asher noicha b'mitzrayim chinon. So he brings, B'shamati oimer b'shem agoyim yivilna. That the Vilna goyin said that there's a medrash somewhere that says that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they tasted the tam of the levyasan. They were able to taste the levyasan. What's the makar to this? So the goyin said it's merumas in this pasuk. Zocharnu es hadogo, asher noichal b'mitzrayim. Noichal is a lashon asid. We remember the fish that we're going to eat. We remember the fish that we ate. So the goyin said that there's a medrash number that says that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they tasted the tam of the levyasan, and it's merumas in this pasuk. Zacharnu es hadogah nasha asher ochalnu, but zacharnu es hadogah asher noichal. So it says with W.O., oh, it's mefurish in the goyin that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they tasted the levyasan. They tasted the levyasan. That's what the Baal HaTurim is trying to say. V'ayil lechem lezorah mitan aleph, meaning it tasted like everything chaser echon. What's the one thing that it's chaser? Tamish alevyasan. Tamish alevyasan. They anyways didn't have the tamish alevyasan. Not true. They had the tamish alevyasan, like this goyin said. So he said the Baal HaTurim he holds as a raya in the flaw to this goyin. But he said, what's this medrash that the goyin is referring to? There's a medrash that says, and when Yidden were Mitzrayim, they tasted the tam of levyasan. So he says it's not rochik to say that it's this medrash nelam. And Parshas told us that the Yidden were Mitzrayim, it was very difficult, it was very hard. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mechazik them. So what's the chizik for the Yidden Golos? The chizik for the Yidden Golos is that you're going to have one day a big suda, and one day it's going to be gevaldik. So it could be that's the chizik. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He gave them the tam of levyasan and Mitzrayim. Like this, they should taste a little bit. And by tasting the Talmud of Levyasan and Mitzrayim. So like this, they got the Chizik. You see that the Levyasan is there, Lechazik. That's what it's there, La'oideit. To give people the strength to go weiter. That's the beer in the Tamar of Yosan that they tasted over. Without Koponim. So again, the question was, this Suda Sal of Yosan, is it a real Suda or is it not a real Suda? Really, after further review, it's a Mefurish Zaya. The Zaya asks this Kasha, and the Tanam, they all struggle with this. They used to think it was real, then they heard it's not. If you go through the Rishayim, all the Rishayim Kamat seem to say that it's a real Suda. In the world of the Vilna Goy, in the world of Kabbalah, it was the Habamina of the Tanam and the Zaya. But then the Tanam came around and they said, no, it's not real. There is this idea that we use it somehow to be Mechazik Yidden, and maybe that created some self-fulfilling prophecy that it became real. So maybe for some it's real, for others it's not. But in the Rishonim, without a question, it's real. And in the Mekubalim, without a question, it's something that's really based on Soidus Neflois. Now, if it's not real, what is it? I mean, if it's real, I guess we could try to use our imagination. But if it's not real, what is it? So this is way above our pay grade. But I just want to end with one paragraph from the Vilna Goyin. L'shoyne Azov Shal HaGoyin. And we're going to end with this. This Goyin is in Iev. It's in Paragimel, Pasik, Chav Aleph. It's one of the many places that the Goyin talks about the soidos of what Levyasin is going to be. So just picking up in the middle of a piece. He's talking about the word simcha. And he says that simcha has a very nuanced definition. It means to be happy. But it's a simcha pesoimus. It's like when somebody gets something very, very good and like his matzav changes and he's so excited, he's ecstatic. That's the word simcha. So there's many different lashonos of simcha, but the word simcha per se, that's the oimik. That's what it means. So the Goyin says like this. The Pasuk says, Nogilo v'nismacha boy. V'hasimcha tiye al yidei hischachus chidushei Torah v'hiskalos imke soidoiseo ad enkeits. The simcha, the Nogilo v'nismacha boy, is going to come about al yidei chidushim in Torah and al yidei revelations in the secrets of the Torah. Listen to this. V'im hoya oinig ha'olam haba b'china achas v'amay me'echad. If the oinig and the enjoyment and the pleasure of olam haba would be one and the same from beginning to end, lo hoya ha'oinig v'hanoyam murgish rak b'tchilosoy b'hasagosoy oisoy, then the real enjoyment would be right at the beginning when a person gets it. But afterwards it would wear off. K'moy she'inenu rois ba'oinig ha'olam hazeh. Like we see when it comes to olam hazeh, anything physical. She'agiyah ha'oinig va'eden ach b'rega rishoyin. If a person gets something, whatever it is in this world, something gishmak, so the minute he gets it, he feels great. But then afterwards it wears off. You're not able to maintain that level of enjoyment. Aval inyan tainik shal olam haba, says the Vilna Goyin, that if you want to understand the tainik of olam haba, yeh noisef b'chol eis mitoisefes has. It's going to be a constant chiddush of oinig. You know, you think about olam haba. So these are from the things that you don't think about, right? Malamala, malamata. But the whole idea of nitzchias, that a person in olam haba lenetzach nitzachim, it's never going to end. You're always going to be in this state of bliss, and it's almost an oxymoron, right? You can't be in a state of bliss forever. There's no such thing, because at some point it wears off. The Goyin is asking this kasha that subconsciously everyone's once asked themselves. The Vilna Goyin asks this kasha in Eve. I mean, this is Yesoidus, this Goyin. He says, what does it mean you're going to be in this constant state of bliss? I mean, come on, let's be real. At some point, it's going to get a little old. So, wow, you're always going to be in a state of ecstasy. No such thing. Says the Goyin, you're right. It's an excellent kasha. Because the reality is, the way Olam Haba is going to work, you're not going to be in this constant state of bliss. It's going to be nischadish to bliss over and over and over again. And it's going to be a matzev where you're constantly getting more and more and more. Ubechol pam, as you're getting more and more, what's going to happen is you're going to be nice, you're going to get more hasogos, and the simcha is going to be tiskaber. Ubechol pam noisef das l'das oisa yoisa v'yoisa. V'tiskaber tshukas ha'nefesh l'estabik bo yisbarach. V'tia oidefes v'hoileches rega acharei rega. Says the Goyin. V'hu asher karu chazal sudas l'vyasan. He says, that's what the sudas l'vyasan is. Ubiya l'vyasan. What does the word l'vyasan mean? He says, the Indian of it is dveikos. K'moy livyaschein, or maybe another pasuk, hapam you love it ishi. Right? What does it mean, livyason? What is hapam yulava ishti? Miloshim baheftin, right? To attach, to cleave. The idea of the levyasman is miloshim levi. It's miloshim being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu habir, levyasan zeh, yotzarto lesachik boy. Rotzo loymar, ki aschoik hi simcha pisoy misamagas la'odam. Because schoik is like that word simcha. It's this blitz of simcha that all of a sudden overcomes a person. Lochein anachnu, kashenovim v'nasig yediyosa yisparach yediyosa. In the next world, every minute is going to be another chid. It's never going to get old. You know why? Because ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush. It's always going to be nischadish. Levyason zeh. This levaya, this feeling of dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be lesachik boy. It's going to be with the simcha pesoimis. It's going to be constantly renewed. And it's for that reason, yitochen loyma lesachik, shu neufel al simcha pesoimis, ad kan dvar vaktoish v'shal avil magay. So what is the soidus of the levyasin? I don't know. This is way above our pay grade, but the goyim was megalitos a little bit. In Perik Gimel and Iyev, he said, levyasin is miloshin apan yilove ishti. Ki liv yaschein. It means to connect. It's going to be some level of dveikus. Aber levyason zeh yotzarto lesachik boy. Schoik says the goyin is a simcha pisoimis. Because that dveikus is going to constantly renew. And it's always going to be like, wow, it's incredible. Oh my, it's not shaykh. And over and over and over again. And it's never going to get old. Because, says the goyin, even simcha in the spiritual sense, you can hear that at some point, it becomes a little old. But this won't. You know why? Because you've levyason zeh yotzarto lesachik boy. Because this feeling of levoya is going to be bibchinas schoik. That's a little bit of the oimik of what exactly sudas halevyason is. And we are going to stop here.